What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Defocus podcast. Tonight we are talking all about contact lenses, and you guys probably have heard about there's a great new contact lens on the market, really designed for millennials and for people that are using a lot of digital devices, which the average American, about 30% of them are on digital devices 9+ hours. So pretty much everyone, more than just millennials, are enjoying this lens too. I'm joined here tonight with two representatives from Cooper Vision who are making this new lens, Biofinity Energys. Please welcome to the show Dr. Michelle Andrews. She is the head of professional affairs, and Mr. Doug Breyer, who's the director of marketing for Biofinity Lenses. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about Biofinity Energys and what drove Cooper to come up with making this product?
Sure, Jennifer. And first off, thanks for having us on tonight. You know, Biofinity Energys is really a new type of contact lens that capitalizes on current trends in the market, you know, that being the use of increased digital device use. You rattled off a couple of, you know, basically mind-boggling statistics about digital device use penetration in this market and around the world for that matter. You know, smartphone penetration in the US of those 18 plus is approaching 90%. You know, if you look at kind of the sweet spot of that, those being millennials, 18 to 34 year olds, that figure jumps up to about 97%. And, you know, not only do people use these devices, as you mentioned before, they're literally living on their devices, as 90% of adults use digital devices more than 2 hours a day. You know, one of my favorite statistics that I believe Dr. Andrews shared with me is this recently came out that Americans check their phones 8 billion times a day. Which is quite mind-boggling when you think about it. So, you know, as a result, the vision demands of today's contact lens wearers are much different than from 10 years ago. And that's really the driving force behind a lens such as Biofinity Energys. And,
you know, what we're seeing is that with all of this digital device use, people are feeling the effects of that in their eyes. They're feeling ocular discomfort, and that discomfort can happen with as little as 2 hours on a digital device. And what they complain about most often is tiredness and dryness when they're on their digital devices. And so what's really great about this lens is that for virtually everybody who's on a digital device, this lens can potentially help them. And it's exciting to be a part of a lens that was really specifically designed for digital life and people who just don't want to be separated from their digital devices.
You make such a good point. I don't know how many times in the exam room I'll have a patient say to me, you know what, you've given me all these different lenses to try, but nothing's like that lens I had 10 years ago. Like, can I just go back to that contact lens? I remember loving that contact lens. But when I really think about it, it's not that contact lens that they loved 10 years ago. It's the life that they had 10 years ago, because what I can't erase is the hard life that they're putting their contact lenses through with all their device use now. And so I stop and I tell that to them. I was like, the lenses aren't different than 10 years ago, but you are. And that's why we're having so much trouble now. So trying to find a lens with a modern solution is so essential to these patients.
You know, you bring up a great point, because people really want the lifestyle that they want. And they're looking to us to help them with that lifestyle. And they're not going to be satisfied with advice like stop using your phone so much or put down the iPad. Rather, they want us to sort of meet them where they are and help them with optical solutions for the way they want to live.
So when we start talking about a lens to help with digital device use, I think everyone immediately starts thinking, oh my gosh, it's a multifocal. So can you guys tell us what makes Biofinity Energys different from a multifocal contact lens?
Sure. That is certainly a common question that we get, because that is the natural place where practitioners want to go. The Biofinity Energys lens has what we call digital zone optics on the front surface of the lens. It is essentially the Biofinity lens, same material, same base curve, and same power range from +8 to -12. But what we've done differently is we have placed this digital zone optics design on the front surface of the lens. Digital zone optics is multiple aspheric curves on the front surface of the lens. And what this does is create a small amount of plus power in the center of that lens. And when patients are looking through the Energist lens, they feel an ease when they're moving their eyes from distance back to their digital devices and then back to distance again. They feel less tiredness when they're looking through that lens. And what's really exciting about it is that this lens can deliver that kind of performance without impacting distance vision. It really fits like a single vision sphere lens.
So you mentioned a buzzword in there, and I think we all go back to our days sitting in optics class, and the word aspheric means something to us, or should, but maybe most optometrists, I don't think we really know what aspheric means to a patient visually. What does aspheric mean to us when we put it on a patient?
Sure. So aspheric optics is that flattening of the periphery of the lens designed to reduce the natural spherical aberration that's in the eye. And we see this technology in contact lenses. We see it in ophthalmic lenses. In fact, the Biofinity lens has aspheric optics on the front surface. The way aspheric optics are used in the Energist lens is we use multiple curves in a very unique design that creates this effect where people are feeling less tired and less strained when they look through this optical design.
So basically, you know, when we're talking about an aspheric lens to our patient, I try not to go too much into the weeds, because it's going to get very complicated very fast. But I point out to the patient that word on the lens, because they're often confused. I'm saying this is like an anti-fatigue contact lens. And I point to that word aspheric, and I tell them that means that it's specifically designed to have the least amount of aberration, so you see your best at all ranges. I just kind of leave it like that. Yes, is that a simplification? Of course it is. But I need to somehow get my patient to understand I'm not putting a bifocal on them, because that's what they're all afraid of.
Absolutely. You know, what we have found is that when we talk to patients and when practitioners talk to us about how they have conversations with their patients, patients really do understand the concept of digital eye fatigue. They do understand that feeling of tiredness and dryness at the end of the day. They may not have been aware of it. What we find is that they don't realize that they don't have to live with it. And that when we call these things out and say, we ask about how often they're on digital devices and what their eyes feel like at the end of the day, they start to connect to these feelings. And then when we say, you know, we have a lens that can help ease that feeling at the end of the day and help your eyes feel less tired, would you like to try it? I think, Jen, your comment about keeping it simple and connecting the technology back to the way they feel and the fact that they can be more comfortable and stay on digital devices is where we're finding the most success.
You made such a good point on that, because you didn't talk anything about, I'm going to change the vision of your contact lenses. And I've heard doctors say or explain to patients like, oh, this has a little bit of a reading boost in the lens. So you might, you know, they'll kind of pre-prep their patients, like maybe they'll see a difference in their distance vision. Then magically, amazingly enough, the patient puts on, they're like, oh yes, the distance isn't as good. I've never had any patient have any sort of distance vision issue with it, but I never tell my patient that they're going to experience it. So I think we have to be careful how we phrase things in the room. If we tell the patient that it's going to affect their distance vision, psychosomatically, they'll probably think that it does, but it really has no distance vision impact.
It doesn't. And certainly our studies have shown that, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from practitioners and patients that they don't have that impact at distance, but rather they're getting that help up close. I also heard from a doctor who said that when she dispensed the lenses, she asked her patients to set their cell phone alarms for the end of the day. And when that alarm went off, to just think about their eyes and think about how their eyes feel. She said that that really helped her, because patients are not coming into your practice complaining about digital eye fatigue. That is not a leading symptom for many patients to come in with. And so her reasoning was that as they wear it throughout the day, because they weren't thinking about it before, they're probably not thinking about it when they're wearing the Energist lenses. And she found when they had that reminder at the end of the day to think about how their eyes felt, they could actually report back to her that, you know what, you're right, I didn't notice anything. In fact, I felt good. And that was what the intention of this lens design is.
I love that. So that was such a great idea, because if this lens, when it's working, the patient will see nothing. Not like they're going to pick up their cell phone and be like, oh my gosh, it's so much clearer. It's not a lens like that. that the goal is so that at the end of the day, they feel nothing. Their eyes still feel good. So it's a little bit different than any contact lens we've ever talked about, because we're used to saying this contact lens will give you better vision. But this is just, this contact lens is going to make your eyes feel less tired. It's going to make you feel good all day long. And that's a whole different world to start discussing.
It is definitely a shift for many practitioners. Again, we found that patients really do understand the concept. It is a little bit of a change for the practitioner to describe a contact lens in that way.
I brought you guys on here because one of the things I've heard so many times talking about this lens and being a big fan of this lens and talking about it to my patients on online, practitioners across the board seem very confused. They're like, oh, you mean Proclear EP? They have a hard time separating these two lenses out. So let's set the record straight. Is this lens Proclear EP?
This is not the Proclear EP in a different box. The Proclear EP had a very different power profile than the Biofinity Energys. First of all, for those that are not familiar with the Proclear EP, EP stood for emerging presbyope. And so the lens was designed specifically for those patients who needed a low add. The Proclear EP was a center distance lens with a mid-peripheral aspheric area that carried the lens power. And that lens served people up to a plus 125 add. And so very different than the Biofinity Energys, which has an entire optical zone of aspheric optics, including the center of the lens. So this is definitely not the Proclear EP lens.
So since that mindset is unfortunately pervasive, I think that's probably why people may be fitting it or choosing the wrong patient for fitting this lens. What patient do you recommend putting in this lens? Is this a lens for emerging presbyopes?
You know, since everyone, almost everyone, is using digital devices, it is fair game to say that anyone who uses a digital device could potentially benefit from this lens. It does come in sphere powers only, so you would have to take into account that anyone with significant astigmatism would not be a candidate for this lens. But this is really a lens for your 2-week and monthly contact lens patients, which in the U.S. is about 50% of all contact lens wearers right now. The biggest mistake we hear with this lens is exactly what you talked about, is people looking for this niche or this sweet spot of a certain patient population that would benefit. And really, it's simpler than that. Anyone who wears a spherical prescription, who is a digital device user, who is a non-presbyope, should try this lens and to get some benefit from it.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten from customers or patients that have purchased this lens? Because it's been on the market for almost a year now.
We first introduced this product a year ago at the AOA in Boston in late June. And feedback has been very, very positive. You know, Jennifer, I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, we're really not going to see that wow factor. Some people may not even notice a difference at all. I think one of the things that surprised me is that we've actually started to see some of those wow moments. Done some fitting at a fair amount of trade shows, and people really notice that difference immediately. I would say for the vast majority, it's certainly much more subtle, because to your point, at the end of the day, their eyes are now less tired. And we've got great clinical studies that show that, you know, patients prefer Biofinity Energys 2-1 over Biofinity Sphere when using digital devices. And, you know, 8 out of 10 digital device users agree that Biofinity Energys made their eyes feel less tired. So again, you know, feeling less tired at the end of the day might be more subtle, but at the end of the day, it makes for a happier patient and certainly a more enjoyable contact lens wearing experience.
Are there any direct-to-patient marketing campaigns that are going on? Because I know so much research has come out saying, especially millennials, we're the worst. We come to the doctor already decided what we plan on getting, the brand of lens we expect to get, the power we expect to get, and we're kind of telling the doctor what we want. So are we doing anything to reach patients first now?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, with launching the market, we want to reach the eye care professionals first, just to make sure that they're educated and up to speed on the product and that we've, you know, reached a point where there's, you know, critical distribution within the marketplace. So certainly we have a fair amount of in-office awareness and educational materials that if doctors don't have them in their office, they're available to view on our website. And certainly talking to our conversion sales rep about obtaining these pieces, they can get these sent directly into their office. We have done a fair amount of PR around education around digital eye fatigue and introducing a product such as Biofinity Energys to market. We're now, CooperVision is now a member of the Vision Council, so we've participated in a number of their media events talking about Biofinity, Energys, and digital eye fatigue associated with that. And at CooperVision, we do have plans for digital and other social media type of advertising in the near future to reach consumers, basically in the medium of digital devices, focusing primarily on digital and social.
So you guys have also reached out directly at tech conferences, the big CES event last year. Talk to us a little bit about what you've seen in digital natives and in the digital world, how these consumers have embraced the product.
Yeah, well, certainly when you look at those, they've grown up with digital devices and they're certainly aware of the symptoms related to digital eye fatigue. And, you know, among eye care practitioners, we've gotten great traction among millennial ECPs because, again, they're experiencing this themselves growing up on digital devices and certainly see the value, as do most ECPs, of upgrading patients into newer technologies. And that's certainly where Biofinity Energys comes into play. You know, as you mentioned, CooperVision, we did attend the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas for the last 2 years. We were there 2 years ago and we're there again this past January. We received a very warm reception from the consumer electronic media. They were all certainly aware of the impact of digital devices, and they were quite honestly surprised and excited to see a contact lens manufacturer at the show talking about a new product to address some of these symptoms. And certainly this past year, something we're very proud of, Biofinity Energys was actually named a must-have item coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. So when you're out there exhibiting with thousands of consumer electronic gadgets, to have a contact lens come out of the show with those type of accolades really speaks volumes to the innovation and need for a product such as Biofinity Energys.
I think what's so great about this lens is, as we're looking, we're seeing more online competition. We're seeing services that encourage you to avoid the doctor and just get more of the contact lenses that you already have. Offering a contact lens that solves a problem that's so pervasive, end-of-day eye fatigue, that's something that can set us apart as optometrists and also create much more value in what we're doing when the patient comes in to the exam. I think this lens doesn't involve an active refit, if you want to think of it that way. It's an easy thing to talk to your patient about and give them the opportunity to try. And I think it only helps our cause that you guys are doing such a good job at innovating in what the world is like for the average person. So giving them a reason to think, oh, there's new material that will really help me.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, certainly patients can relate to as far as those tired eyes at the end of the day. And by and large, patients are aware that they're living more and more and relying more and more on their digital devices. And some statistics we have is that more and more patients are proactively talking to their doctor around digital device use. So, you know, by and large, ECPs are happy to now have a contact lens that, you know, may help address some of the symptoms associated with digital eye fatigue and the increased use of digital devices.
You know, in thinking about the Biofinity Energys lens, Jennifer, you hit on so many key components of this lens. I think the first part is that this is true innovation in the contact lens space for people who are on their digital devices. It is a great combination of digital zone optics along with the Aquaform technology that Biofinity has built its reputation on, providing great support for people on digital devices, both optically and from a comfort standpoint. And to be able to talk to your patients about a contact lens like this and really address a need that they have, I think goes a long way in helping your patients understand that you're keeping up with technology and bringing them things that are valuable to them in the way they live their lives. For practitioners who are not exactly how this fits in their practice yet, I would say try not to overthink it. This lens is a very easy fit. It fits like a sphere. If your current sphere wearer is wearing a -3, then you would fit a -3 with Biofinity Energys and they would over-refract Plano. And you would expect your patients to see just as well as they always have at distance and up close and have fewer complaints, less awareness of tiredness and dryness at the end of the day. So I would just encourage people to try it on your 2-week and monthly sphere patients and let them know that it's designed specifically for those reasons and for their digital device use and give them a chance to see if it works for them.
Exactly, Michelle. I think the only thing that I would add to that is that, you know, patients, this is a good upgrade for the eye care professional to get new innovation into their existing contact lens patients, certainly for those currently wearing a 2 week or monthly sphere wear, but also for new wearers who are likely experiencing some symptoms associated with digital eye fatigue. And, you know, just how the product's been received, you know, many eye care professionals have looked at this as really the first true innovation in the market for the FRP category since the introduction of silicone hydrogel. So again, it's a great way to upgrade your wares, and I think from a patient standpoint, many will be able to see a tangible difference in their end-of-day vision, less tiredness, which will truly bring benefit to the prescribing practitioner and bring that patient back to the office.
Thank you guys both so much for coming on the show today. I have been dying to get Biofinity Energys on this show because in my own practice, I have had so much success with this contact lens. And just simply sitting down across from my patient and asking them, are your eyes feeling really tired at the end of the day? Overwhelming majority of them will say yes. And I don't think that's going to surprise anyone listening. But for me to say, well, we have a new lens that's designed specifically for that. So your eyes feel less tired after you've been looking at your computer screen and your cell phone all day long. Let me let you try it out. You know, that is such an easy conversation, and it's such an easy way to, like we talked about, establish value in the contact lens evaluation that I'm giving them. I hope that everyone, if you've been thinking about this lens in a way like, oh, it's for my early presbyopes, or it might impact their distance vision, give it a chance. Don't talk about vision at all with them. Just talk about how their eyes are feeling. And I think you're going to notice a lot of success with the contact lens, because within my own practice, I've had a ton of people really love it, how their eyes are feeling at the end of the day. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.